beginning of something that would spread across the country.
On Sunday, November 3rd, at the historic Hollywood Theater, KABU presents an exclusive benefit screening of the film KPFA On the Air.
This documentary tells the powerful story of the beginnings of listener-sponsored radio in the United States with the birth of Pacifica in Berkeley in 1949.
KPFA On the Air chronicles the origins of the free speech movement, the first stirrings of the student movements at Berkeley, and opposition to the Vietnam War in the early 1960s.
Eventually spawning a network of free-form, independent radio stations across the country, including KABU, which came on the air in 1968. So come join us at the Hollywood Theater, Northeast 41st and Sandy Boulevard, Sunday, November 3rd, at 7 in the evening.
Help keep community radio strong and thriving into the future.
Human rights advocates from around the world have converged on Louisiana this week to honor Herman Wallace, Angola 3 member released just days before his death, October 4th. They're not only there to celebrate the victory of having his conviction overturned or to mourn his passing. They're in Louisiana to demand the state end its campaign of vengeance against remaining Angola 3 member Albert Woodfox. Tune in to a deeper look this Thursday morning, October 24th. My guest is released Angola 3 member Robert Hillary King. You'll have the opportunity to seize the moment and join the effort to free Albert Woodfox. That's this Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. on a membership drive edition of A Deeper Look.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
Today on Flashpoints, further revelations on exposure to chemical and biological warfare agents.
It's very hard to convince people that they should be involved politically when they have no power over where their jobs are suddenly gone to Mexico, China. They have nothing.
Let's talk a little bit. What are some of the race and class barriers to decent
healthcare? By the time 1st of October they attacked Dubrovnik, the people, they were running in front of the shellings without nothing.
Do to the do, to the dear, to the dear, to the do, to the dear, to the dun-dun, to the lonely, to the broken.
You are in tune to listener-sponsored radio KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno.
I have belongings here. Excuse me.
We interrupt the story from Mark Beavis on HMO because the guards that Pacifica has placed in KPFA are trying to drag Dennis Bernstein of Flashpoints out of the studio.
A press conference. And here you are, ready to...
And you can hear that in the background.
I'm nervous. I'm afraid you're going to hurt me.
On any given day, KPFA listeners hear voices and sounds found nowhere else on the radio dial. But on July 13th, 1999, when it should have been celebrating its 50th anniversary, KPFA was locked in battle with its owner, the Pacifica Foundation, for the future of the world's first alternative radio station.
Free KPFA! Free KPFA!
A dispute over who can say what on the air led to dozens of arrests tonight at radio station KPFA. Hundreds of protesters stormed the station this evening when the radio management pulled the plug on an evening newscast.
I've worked here for 20 years and I was arrested in my newsroom last night.
This is our lifeline to information about what's happening in the world that is not filtered through a corporate worldview.
Faithful listeners say that the real owners of KPFA are the listener. They say the alternative station is community-owned and community-run, and they're fighting to keep it that way.
We have a crisis now in progressive grassroots communication. If they knock out KPFA, they have ripped out the vocal cords of our entire movement. Are we going to let them?
No!
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the people who started KPFA wanted to save the world. They've been brought together by a charismatic pacifist named Lewis Hill, who'd spent most of World War II trying to figure out a way to end war. There was an enormous urgency in their minds to the creation of the Pacifica Foundation, because they believed that the world had gotten to the point where it could now kill people at a rate unheard of. And if there wasn't some response to that, by demonstrating that pacifism was possible, that it was really possible for people to resolve differences peaceably, that if someone didn't do that, the world would be destroyed.
In this year, 1942, we shall produce 60,000 planes. Next year, 1943, we shall produce 125,000 airplanes, including 100,000 combat planes.
While most Americans joined the war against fascism, a small group of individuals took a different path. They followed the pacifist creed. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Their conviction set them apart politically. The government set them apart physically.
We were in a conscientious objector camp on the edge of the Sierra Mountains, about 6,000 feet up. We were stuck away just for the reason of not that we were not to be seen. We were put in very isolated places. There were very few of us, you see, in that situation. The public was simply not aware of the existence of such a thing. One day, among the newcomers, I noticed somebody who really looked totally out of place. This guy looked as if he had just come from Abercrombie and Fitch or someplace like that, you know, where they sell expensive camping clothes. And I thought, my goodness, what has happened here? How did this fellow ever get here? Well, it turned out to be Lou Hill.
Lewis Hill defied expectations, even as a child. His parents had sent him to military boarding school, and he came out a pacifist. Now the government had sent him to a remote camp to silence him, and he began to think how he could bring pacifism to a mass audience.
I remember Lou saying something like this. Imagine that you have a friend and you disagree with that person on some red-hot issue, and instead of just hating each other, that you sit down and you listen to what they say, and then he listens. I mean, that was the spirit in which we thought, open it up to everybody. Let's get this all on the table now, you know, and we were going to do this through the radio station.
Ever since he went away, wonder.
And we're live here at the KBOO studios, and I hope we have on the line Jeffrey Blankfort. Are you with us? Oh, looks like there's a problem here. Hopefully we'll correct that. We did have Jeffrey Blankfort on the line.
You do.
From California. Oh, there you go. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
We only have a couple minutes before we go to our first pitch break. We're going to be able to talk a little more after the second and third cuts from this film. Just want you to quickly introduce yourself. Tell us a little about your involvement with KPFA.
I became mostly a guest on a number of KPFA public affairs programs, produced a couple of programs myself, but I was frequently a guest on the morning show on Flashpoints and Mom O'Shea's program every Friday afternoon, which is a public affairs program. And I became involved in fighting to save KPFA and Pacifica back in 1993, or actually end of 1992, when I attended a staff meeting and learned that Pacifica had introduced something called a strategy for national programming. It was a plan to create an NPR-like program service funded with contributions from corporate foundations like Pew, Ford, and MacArthur, which they had already submitted grants for $300,000 to each of those foundations, pledging to tailor Pacifica's programming to meet the standards or demands of the foundations. And that was when I and someone named Werner Hertz, who no longer is with us, started Save KPFA and decided to publicize this information to the public and to other programmers. And this caused a lot of internal disruptions within the station, but it led in 1995 to mass firings of volunteer programmers and bringing in what they call a professional sound, paying people instead of volunteers, which eliminated, in a sense, activists from the air. So that, in a sense, was it. And then in 1995, when mass firings took place, I and my friend Mariah Gallardin, who is a programmer, who had been a former programmer and development director at KPFA, started something called Take Back KPFA.
Okay, we're going to have to go to a pitch break here, and we're going to continue this conversation as we go along. We are talking about KPFA on the air, which pays tribute to the oldest community-based independent radio station, KPFA, which started Pacifica back in 1949. Talking about this film that's going to be at Hollywood Theater November 3rd. But right now, let's talk to Ani and Larry about KBOO Community Radio and our experimental, ambitious programming.
Absolutely, Paul. Thank you so much for helping to be a part of this program this evening. This is an important look at the history of community radio. What is community radio? What makes us different? Well, in fact, we are different because we are supported by you, the community. We are created by you, the community, and we serve your needs. We are your media resource. We are here making the public airwaves, in fact, truly accessible to the public. And you are an important part of that. If you are listening right now, and I dare say you are, then go ahead and give us a call and support this program that, in fact, supports the entire community. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or KBOO online. You can join us at KBOO.fm. If you have $5 in your pocket right now, you can take a leap of faith, pledge that $5 to KBOO, and go ahead and think about every month bringing $5 on in to your community radio station. It's an easy way to join us. It just takes a couple minutes. You can set this up automatically to happen from your checking account. Just talking to a phone answerer for a few minutes, dialing 877-500-5266, and you can become a sustaining member of KBOO Community Radio. It helps our budget even out through the years, and that way you don't even have to think about it. Once you make that first call, you just know that $5 or $10, however much you'd like to set that up for, comes from your account and into supporting your entire community. So, Larry, you're here with me this afternoon. You want to go ahead and let people know how to get in touch with us and how they can join us right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, just call up 877-500-5266, and we have a number of volunteers here to answer the phone, and they'll be happy to talk to you, answer any questions you have, and set up a donation, a monthly donation or a one-time donation, one time with a credit card, or monthly with through your bank account.
It's easy to do. You just need to make that call, 877-500-5266.
And we're back. We're going to go to the second segment from this film, KPFA on the Air, produced in the year 2000 by Veronica Silver and Sharon Wood, narrated by Alice Walker. So let's go hear a second segment from that.
In 1943, Lou Hill received a medical release for spinal arthritis. He headed to Washington, D.C. to lobby on behalf of conscientious objectors. And with his radio idea in mind, he joined the world of network broadcasting.
My baby's coming home.
And now let me tell you about McTavish's skinless weenies. So long.
He was appalled. Commercial interests colored every program, even the news.
SO reporter bringing your last minute headline news.
Dear Roy, last night I resigned from the Blue Network. And I'm very glad to be out of that particular doldrum. In brief...
In letter after letter to Roy Finch, Hill elaborated his plan for a radically different kind of radio. One that promoted ideas, not products.
He had this idea, subscribe. Let the people themselves subscribe to the station and support it that way. And we were constantly arguing about it. Because I asked myself, would I send in money if I could get it free? And I had to say, maybe not. See, I didn't realize that the thing was going to be so valuable that people would pay for it even if they could get it free. You see, that's what I didn't catch on.
Hallelujah, something's cooking, the rates and all patient.
Hill waited until the war's end to move forward with his radio project.
Tell the nation my guys come back.
Newly married, he and his wife headed out to the one place where they thought it might succeed.
San Francisco was a very alive place to be at that point. There were ideas just floating in the air to be pulled out, it felt like. It was really quite exciting.
Small but fiercely cosmopolitan, the San Francisco Bay Area was a haven for utopian dreamers, blue-collar radicals, artists, and anarchists. Here, the poet Kenneth Rexroth presided over a freewheeling club of intellectuals calling themselves the Libertarian Circle.
And Lewis Hill immediately knew that he had to go to these people because most of them had been conscientious objectors, or almost all of them had been conscientious objectors during the war, and they were a very creative crowd. And he showed up unannounced one day at one of the Libertarian Circle meetings.
It was at Richard Moore's house in San Francisco, his apartment. I believe it was an anarchist discussion with Kenneth Rexroth. And the place was packed.
I remember questioning Lou with an edge of contempt in my voice. I mean, radio is a ridiculous thing. This isn't political activity. Political activity is in the barricades. And as armchair anarchists, you know, that's a ridiculous thing to say, but it's, you know, that's what we said.
But Richard Moore was won over by Lou's vision that night, as was Eleanor McKinney, a young producer for NBC Radio. And with a few more recruits, they began the Pacifica Foundation in 1946, setting out, in Lou Hill's words, to create a Pacific world in our time.
In time past, many romantic feelings were associated with radio broadcasting. But KPFA itself is a real place only a few steps up from the street, an instrument for real thought and serious intercourse, an integrating aspect of the community.
Denied an AM license, they had to settle for FM, which very few radios received in 1949. And KPFA's signal barely reached the Berkeley city limits. It was not Lou Hill's grand vision, but it was a start.
Two of the world's leading scientists have agreed to debate the issue of fallout and disarmament. Each will speak from personal convictions based upon experience.
You know, the fact that Americans use the word genius as a noun, they imply that one's born a genius in a way, just in the use of the word. Whereas I've always had a conviction that genius or lack of it is purely a matter of laziness or a deliberate effort.
The reason why trying intentionally to concentrate is self-frustrating is that it is what the Zen people call putting legs on a snake. It is a confusing irrelevance, trying to do what one is already doing.
I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
To everyone, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. It really was bringing ideas and goals and longings into a practical reality. And that was very momentous.
From the beginning, KPFA faced a daunting task to persuade listeners to support the station. The staff printed a program guide and began to solicit memberships on the air.
We were up against absolute disbelief to begin with. Why should I pay for something that I can just turn the dial on and get? And you have to keep saying, because if nobody pays for it, it won't be there.
Nobody had FM to speak of. We were broadcasting into the vacuum. And we had to actually hawk FM radios in order to sell subscriptions. So you buy a subscription, you get an FM radio.
And there are only 39 contributing subscribers on the roster as yet. That is our trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And we appeal to you to consider it your own. It's $6,500 or bust.
We decide we'd have to go off the air and get a bigger signal. And we announced this on the air, and immediately the phone started ringing.
Here are these people, these wonderful people, who we didn't even know were there, half of them, who said, I can't let this thing go down the tubes. And they got together, and they dumped what money they had with them, and then they put in pledges and promised to pay every quarter. You know, they I think it was like $5,000 they raised.
Hill wanted KPFA to be indispensable to people as an accompaniment to their daily lives. It would be like your newspaper. It would be like your home and your friends. They would hear people of very different points of view talking to each other, and they would be transformed. It was a humanist, pacifist vision.
My name is Mario Savio. I'm chairman of University Friends of SNCC. I've been one of the people who have been meeting with the deans here to see if we can have freedom of speech at the University of California.
If you don't stand up for your freedom now, you're dead, guys!
KPFA had barely survived an attack on its own freedom of speech. It would now commit itself to bringing the students' cause to the larger community.
If the administration does not accept full political rights on this campus, we will be back for direct action until we have total democracy.
On December 1st, the free speech movement announced that a round-the-clock sit-in would be held in Sproul Hall.
We want all your support. This is everyone's issue. Get out. It's free speech. Fight them. Don't let them do this.
At 7 p.m., the doors were closed, and police announced that anyone who remained in the building did so in violation of the law.
You have 5 minutes to leave the building or you will be arrested.
I don't know what's happening to these kids, but it looks horrible. They're tugging them by their feet and throwing them down the stairs. One kid is now being pulled feet first down the stairs. Some other cops are grabbing him. Well, we'll report this as the press.
By the time 800 students were arrested in December 1964, KPFA had become the voice of the student movement.
They ordered us to get out of the way until they've gotten this cleaned up.
And when student activists began to confront the war in Vietnam, KPFA's coverage fueled the movement's growing strength.
Say no! Say no! You don't have to go! You don't have to go!
some 45 minutes now, the battle has been raging on the streets of Da Nang. We are now situated halfway between the two forces.
And we're back, and you are listening to KBOO-FM. And my name's Paul Rowland, and you're listening to segments from KPFA on the air here on this special presentation on Tune In, Turn On, and Remember, commemorating KBOO's 45th anniversary. And we're also commemorating KPFA's longtime service, starting out in 1949. This film was produced in 2000 by Veronica Silver and Sharon Wood, and narrated by novelist Alice Walker. We do have on the phone Jeffrey Blankfurt. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello.
So what do you think listening to this?
Well, it brings back amazing memories. And it's truly an amazing story. With very few FM radios, they did something, Lou Hill started something that was guaranteed not to succeed, and they succeeded. And the stories, what KPFA and Pacifica Network, the value it provided for the civil rights movement, for the anti-war movement, for the free speech movement in Berkeley, which we heard a bit of there, it was quite extraordinary. And as a result of that example, you have stations like KBOO, that developed. Actually, there was a KBOO in San Francisco, which I was a programmer for a number of years. The KBOO is now 45 years old. Now, this is an amazing story as well, and the listeners need to recognize that and support it, because this is the alternative that, like KPFA, Pacifica, KBOO provides, is something you're not going to find online without doing a lot of work. This way you get the immediacy of radio, which you get no other way. And this is, and listening to this, the voices, it's even better in a sense watching it, because you could let your imagination flow from those voices into what you know about the reality of that station.
Well, on that note, with talking about the value of KPFA and KBOO, we are in our membership drive, and the phone number to call to express your support, if you like this kind of history, if you like the continuity, the sense of continuity that you know, this brave experiment started by Lou Hill and his friends back in 1949 is continuing here at KBOO, you should call 877-500-5266. And I think we have also Ani and Larry back there.
Hey. We absolutely do. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Thank you for bringing this discussion to the air. And it's, you know, also bringing us snippets, excerpts from the documentary KPFA on the Air. I want to let our listeners know right now that you could pick up a pair of tickets to see KPFA on the Air. It's going to be a screening on November 3rd, and that's at the Hollywood Theater. That's a benefit for KBOO, your community radio station. There's going to be a discussion following the film so that people can really get into the depths of community radio and see that, in fact, the legacy continues here and you are an important part of that legacy. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. And for your $60 contribution with a credit card, you can, in fact, pick up a pair of tickets to see KPFA on the Air and become a member to KBOO. Larry, that number again?
877-500-5266, or you can go to our website, kboo.fm.
Absolutely, and we would love to hear from you. In fact, we need to hear from you right now. We have a $300 goal to raise for this hour, and your support has been phenomenal this membership drive, I got to say. You both boosted the news over the top of their goal. It's always very gratifying to the volunteers who have worked so hard to put these programs together for you, and we would love to meet that goal again this hour, looking to raise $125,000 overall this membership drive. We're past the $80,000 mark. You can take us all the way home but we need to hear from you now at 877-500-5266. Sustain us. Become a monthly member of Community Radio. One phone call sets it up in just a couple of moments, and then you know that your support comes into KABU all year round. If you would rather give a one-time gift, that's easy enough to do as well. Again, just call that number, 877-500-5266, and say, yeah, you would like to donate all at once. You have a credit card with you. Perhaps you'd like that pair of tickets to see KPFA on the air, and you'd like to give that $60 level. Whatever you would like to give us, we would love to accept. We want your participation. If every listener participates to the best of their ability, we would be so strong. So we ask that you do your part. Nothing more, nothing less. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And Larry, I know that we have had some restaurants that have contributed food today. Can you let's let listeners know which restaurants have been supporting KABU throughout today?
That's right. Three restaurants today have given food to KABU for the volunteers here, and we're very grateful to them. It's very nice of them. We got food from Gravy, which is at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue. Also, the Laurelhurst Market at 3155 East Burnside Street donated food. Thank you to all of them. And also 808 gave us some dinner. They are at 2454 East Burnside Street, and we're very grateful to all of them for helping us out in the best way that they could.
Absolutely. We would like to thank you when you make your call to 877-500-5266 and say yes to Community Radio. Say yes to KABU and our 45-year legacy. Know that you are an important part of our future and that we can only do it together. We are here. We are listener-supported. We are volunteer-powered. We are media by and for and about the community, just like KPFA, following in the footsteps of giants, following in the footsteps of Lou Hill. We love the story of the beginning of Community Radio. I find it very inspiring that here it is, a way that people can directly access the public airwaves so that we can empower each other, we can empower our own communities, we can hear each other's stories and voices, all pioneered by Lou Hill and the folks who really started KPFA there so long ago, and how we, in fact, have been a part of this tradition now for 45 years, how you, in fact, are an important part of our future. Please count yourself in, 877-500-5266. Online, you can join us at kboo.fm.
And occasionally a few people have actually just walked in, and you're perfectly welcome. Our station is open, and you're welcome to come in and drop by. And we're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and you can see the station. We're nothing fancy here. We operate on a bare-bones budget, only about, what, six employees?
Six full-time equivalency, if we add up all of our hours. Yeah, it works out to that.
But mostly it's volunteers here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a volunteer. I'm not paid to be here at all. We've got something like 500 volunteers. And mostly that's what's going on here. And this is a tremendous resource for Portland. So I encourage you to support KABU in any way you can.
You are talking about us being a tremendous, tremendous resource. Well, one of the ways that we are that resource is we provide training to all the volunteers that want to participate in producing public affairs or audio, in mixing live music, in helping us set up remotes from around the community. It is an important part of our tradition to, in fact, share this training for free with our community members who want to create great community radio. Right now, we ask that you step forward to fund it. 877-500-5266. Give us a call right now, 877-500-5266.
And I'm back, and you are tuned to Tune In, Turn On, Remember. This is a special focusing on the film KPFA on the air, and this we're going to go to our third cut. I do have on the phone Jeffrey Plankford, who was involved with KPFA back in the 90s, and we're going to talk with him after this next clip.
Do you think that the American public is not being informed of the extent of the casualties, both as far as dead and wounded is concerned?
Yes, I do.
There could have been no question in the minds of the audience that I was against the war in Vietnam, that I was against racism, and I never made any effort to conceal that. Now, it seems to me that what you're asking for is revolutionary change.
Before you have any change, first black people have to gain political power.
See, people are so hung up on this business of somebody's got a gun that they are not really thinking beyond that, many of them.
Revolution has come. Oh, time to pick up the gun. Oh,
Elsa Knight Thompson had hammered KPFA's public affairs department into an unyielding voice of dissent.
What we received in the mail today was a communique from the Symbionese Liberation Army in regard to the kidnapping of Patricia Hearst.
Not only had KPFA become a magnet for activists, self-proclaimed revolutionaries tried to make the station their mouthpiece.
A tape recording which purports to be an interview or a statement which includes somebody from the SLA and also the voice of Patricia Hearst.
To hook together political activists and cultural activists and an avant-garde and a bunch of really crazy people. And it was out of that mess that this synergy happened that created exciting things.
There are more than 1,000 people demonstrating against the Pacifica Foundation, which owns public radio station KPFA, and they're incensed over the way Pacifica yanked a staffer off the air yesterday and then took live broadcasts off the air altogether.
Protesters outside KPFA have been claiming for the past 2 weeks that Pacifica was considering selling the station. The foundation steadfastly denied it. Today, another voice was heard.
I take no pleasure in being here today, but I cannot remain silent while Pacifica's national board holds serious discussions in secret about selling KPFA.
Whose station?
Our station.
Whose station?
Our station.
KPFA's broadcast license, which cost a little over $1,000 when first granted, was now estimated to be worth $75 million. When news spread of the station's possible sale, more than 10,000 listeners took to the streets in support of KPFA.
This is something that is precious. This is something that is ours. This is something that we paid for. This is something that we believe in. And this is something that we intend to keep.
Yeah! We need it!
And I'm back. My name is Paul Rowland, and this is Tune In, Turn On, Remember. We're hearing some excerpts. That's the final excerpt from the film KPFA on the Air, paying tribute to the oldest independent community-based media in the world, KPFA. At least that's what this blurb says, certainly in the United States. And you just heard the voice of Alice Walker, who narrates the film. KPFA grew out of a bunch of pacifists with a really far-sighted idea that they would just put out this signal on the very rare FM signal at the time, and that people would respond, and that the people who listen to it would actually pay for it rather than having corporate sponsors who end up tending to skew the news and the programming. And that's not what happens on community radio. I have online Jeffrey Blankfurt. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Yeah, we're going to have to take another quick pitch break, and then we're going to have a little more time to talk after that. But, you heard that the last bit clip there from the Pacifica Wars.
That was Pete Bramson,
uh-huh.
A member of the board, who came and told the people that Pacifica was trying to sell the station. And that people suspected that, but the situation had become so intense and so threatening. Today, looking back on it, it's kind of amazing we got through that struggle. But there was definitely a move, and many people looked at it as COINTELPRO operation to destroy the Pacifica network by getting it and selling its stations, selling its band to the highest bidder. And this was something that people finally coalesced. There had been a lot of divisions before that, but by 1999, when this happened, people realized who the enemy was and came together.
So, we are in our membership drive, and I'm sure you've gone through a number of these, and we appreciate your words earlier. I'm sure you've done a number of these over the years.
Well, I just did one last week. I'm a programmer at KZUX, the public radio station in Mendocino County, and so I just was pledging last Wednesday, And I know what it is. Public radio, community radio is essential. Listeners need to think about what it would be like to turn on the station and get dead air.
Or perhaps worse, you know, some sort of canned, you know, top 40 or who knows what,
yes.
or sports radio.
Yes. We've had so many situations where stations have been sold around the country and they become canned music stations or 24-hour sports. Nobody's even in the radio station.
And that's definitely not what KBOO is, and we take that seriously. We take that responsibility seriously. We are always trying to do better. We're always trying to be responsive to the listeners, trying to involve people. And I'd like to involve Ani and Larry in the conversation once again to try to get people to call, try to encourage people to support KBOO at 877-500-5266.
We do have that that $300 goal left, Paul, and we'd love to encourage people to fill that and raise that goal right now. It's collective action that gets the goods. We know that to be true from years of solidarity work and years of social change work. Collective action is the only way to really succeed, and we need yours right now. That is really the essence of independent media. It's the essence of community radio. It takes active participation, as you are hearing in this program this afternoon, looking at the formation and the struggles at KPFA. Here at KBOO, we've had our own, and it is your active participation that has kept us true to the grassroots and strong for these 45 years. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to join us, to support us, to in fact be a part of the KBOO legacy, to be a part of community radio. You can also join us online at kboo.fm. Help us raise that $300 for this hour's worth of programming. Larry can tell you more about tickets that we have for a film screening coming up. KPFA on the Air, the full documentary, plus a discussion about community radio and its relevance will be happening at November 3rd at the Hollywood Theater. Larry, how can people get tickets?
Well, you can call up and give us a minimum donation of $60, a one-time donation from a credit card, and you can get we'll get you two free tickets to this documentary. It's November 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater. So you'd have to phone up and give us a credit card for that $60 minimum donation for that.
It's easy to do. The number that they'd call, Larry?
877-500-5266, or go to our, well, for that, it'd be better to call up, but also if you want to donate, you can go to our website, kboo.fm.
Easy peasy. It just takes a couple minutes. Your support comes into KBOO, and you know that you are doing your part to make your entire community a little bit stronger. It is, in fact, community radio that is there to feed the airwaves with unpopular ideas, with neglected and controversial perspectives. It's actually written into KBOO's program charter that we, in fact, program our public affairs and our news to highlight unpopular, controversial, and neglected perspectives, and that we promote the values of peace and justice and democracy and human rights and multiculturalism and environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Those are the values in our program charter. If you, my friend, right now believe in those values, back it. Back it with a little of your own sponsorship, because that's not in the corporate interests, right? That's in the community's interests. So we do need the community to step up and be the grassroots support that we know you are. 877-500-5266. Online, kboo.fm. Stop by 20 Southeast 8th, however you choose to do it. Choose to do it right now, 877-500-5266.
And I'm back with Jeffrey Blankfurt on the line from California. He's talking about how he's currently with KZYX. That's in Philo, Northern California, right?
That's right.
Yeah. One of our old-time news people went to work there, Mark Perrin, a number of years ago. I don't guess he's still there.
No, it was before my time. Yeah. I've been there since actually 2001. Early 2001, I do a program on Wednesday, the second and fourth Wednesday from 9 to 10 called Takes on the World. And it's been very successful. I've had a lot of critics because I deal with the unpopular position on the Middle East, or not the standard position on the Middle East, but my station program management has backed me up and I've been a good fundraiser for them. And so after now 13 years, or 12, 13 years on the air, I know what it is to try and raise money from people who could take the air for nothing. I mean, this was, it was talked about in the movie. How do you get people to listen to, pay for something they can listen to for free? And it's a struggle, and it will always be a struggle. And that's why we take certain times during the year to ask listeners for the money to keep us on the air, just like you're doing. You know, you've been on since 1968. That was an amazing year around the world for people's struggles. And it's not surprising that people in Portland came together to put that station on the air in 1968.
Yeah, we've been, but some programmers have been doing programs with records, recordings, all from 1968. It's a lot of amazing cultural experimentation came out then, that's for sure. And we're definitely an auspicious year for KBOO. So, you know, this, I was really struck in that film. I really learned a lot about the really incredible role that KPFA had. I mean, it's possible that the free speech movement, the whole movement against the House Un-American activities, those movements would not have maybe gotten started, or certainly not been as strong, had there not been KPFA. The early anti-war movement in Berkeley certainly was a function of the strong role that KPFA had on the air.
That's right. One of the things KPFA had then that they don't have now, unfortunately, they had a mobile unit which went right out into places in Berkeley and San Francisco to actually record on the ground what was happening. It was an extraordinary way for people to actually see how important this radio station was for them. And finally, the old vehicle gave up the ghost, and KPFA went through some changes and doesn't do that anymore. It's a shame, because that kind of unique reporting was really essential back in the days of 63 and 68, when you had the People's Park protest, the National Guard called out. You had so many things going on, and Pacifica was not just there with a reporter. They were there with a mobile unit in a truck doing the broadcasting from just where the action was taking place.
Wow, I never knew that. I know, you know, KBOO, you know, when I was involved here about 20 years ago before I left the country for a while, but we did some really, really amazing live remotes using various technologies. We certainly didn't have a mobile truck, but we had, in Portland, you know, we had a small mobile transmitter with an antenna. In the field, we, even before cell phones, we used like walkie-talkie to a payphone unit. And then, you know, when the first cell phones came on, we were using them. And, you know, KBOO has done a lot of live remotes, both from demonstrations. We certainly had a presence at the Occupy a couple years ago, which I'm sure other community radio stations have done. And that's really always been a vital part of a number of community radio stations, is really getting out into the community, having live coverage of protests, live coverage of also of music events. That's really a crucial role. I didn't know that KPFA actually had a live remote truck. That's really amazing.
Yeah, and then it was parked for years in a little parking lot behind the station, and finally it just gave up the ghost. And it's unfortunate, because it took KPFA into the community. People would see this truck and they know this is KPFA covering what's going on. And it gets more difficult through the years. There's been a lot of changes. The struggle in 1999 was won. I mean, the station was boarded up. Mary Frances Berry brought in some goons, a local Blackwater from Atlanta, Georgia, to protect the station, and they trashed the station. A number of us were arrested for peaceful resistance in front of the station as the management, which was collaborating with the government in a sense, took files out to their own, took the files out of the station, out of the Pacifica office. What was really interesting was back in 95, when the struggle was at its height, that the Inspector General from CPB heard that Pacifica was in violation of a number of CPB regulations in terms of open meetings, closed meetings, and so on. Pacifica totally closed off meetings to the public and didn't announce where the meetings were taking place. And almost everything was an executive session. So an investigator from the Inspector General's office of the CPB called me because he had read an article in the magazine Current about what was going on in Pacifica. And I told him, well, I wasn't interested in making a complaint at that point. He said, well, it's not up to you. We have to act on this, what we've read. And 17 days later, he was fired, even though he had a high work or job report at the CPB. The investigation was then taken over by his boss, a guy named Mike Donovan. And Donovan read my report that I had made and agreed that Pacifica was in violation of all these open meeting requirements and that he would get back to me the 1st of January. He didn't get back to me, and I called finally the 1st of January, and I found he had been fired. Then they sent another person who actually came out. We used to work for the Army. He interviewed myself and Mariah Gallardin, who has TUC Radio, and several other people. Pacifica would not even talk to him, the CPB Inspector General, or show the books. And I went back in 1997 to testify the CPB, and the Inspector General told me that the fix was in, even though he had agreed and substantiated the complaints that I had written in a formal complaint, that the board was going to announce a entirely different result, that the Pacifica had been exonerated. It was amazing. And then he said to me, we should go into the meeting through different doors. And then the head of the CPB, who was the former head of Radio Marti and Voice of America, when Pat Scott, who was the executive director of Pacifica, retired, he issued a press release commending Pat Scott for the great work she had done in making Pacifica a better radio station. So this is what essentially a government operation to turn Pacific into something entirely different than what it had been.
Well, you know, as they say, democracy is not a spectator sport.
It is not a spectator sport. And finally, a number of people who were reluctant to get involved realized that they had to get involved because they saw what was happening. We were going to lose Pacifica.
Well, you know, this is all really amazing history, and this is something you won't get anywhere else. It's Kibu is a really always tries to get the story behind the story behind the story. And I think we're doing that this evening. And, you know, we're just giving you a snippet of this film, KPFA on the Air. And we are airing it. It's going to be a special screening, benefit for KBOO, on November 3rd at the Hollywood Theater. And there are some tickets available if you want to call that number. That's 877-500-5266. People are waiting to take your call to support community radio. And in a second, we're going to go back out to Ani and Larry. I'd like you to just wrap up and, you know, talk about, you know, you can't talk about where Pacifica is at right now, but any last thoughts you have before we go out?
Well, I'll tell you, I think people, I encourage people to contribute to KBOO and to go and see that film. This is a piece of American history, which the kids are not going to get that in the schools. You're not going to get it anyplace else. And we have to keep alternative radio, genuine alternative radio and media flourishing. And unless people cough up not a lot of money, you know, a bill of the month or $5 a month, $10 a month, unless people recognize that and contribute to the station, it's not going to continue.
Fair enough. That's true enough. And we appreciate your being on the air, Jeffrey Blankford.
And all the best of luck.
Okay.
In the fund drive and on the showing of the film. I do hope people call 877-500-5266.
You got it.
Well, call, folks. Show your support for KBOO. Since 1968, it has been serving you, the listeners out there, and those who came before you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're
Jeffrey
welcome.
Blankford.
Take care.
Talking to him from Philo, California. He's a longtime programmer with KZYX, a fellow sister community radio. And before we go out, I just want to thank Sequoyna Wright, a KBOO volunteer who put together that mix from the film KPFA on the Air. And I do like to tell you that this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Merrillhurst University dedicated to helping working adults revitalize their careers by offering 5 part-time MBAs, including an MBA in healthcare management with evening, weekend, and online options. Listeners can learn more at the information session on Thursday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m. Details at merrillhurst.edu. And my name's Paul Rowland. I've been hosting this special presentation of Tune In, Turn On, Remember, focusing on the film KPFA on the Air. And now we're going to go back out to Ani and Larry. And how are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing great here in your community radio station in KBOO. But we need to hear from you. We do. We need to raise that $300. And we know the only way to do it is with your help. Call that number, 877-500-5266, and say yes to supporting independent media. You know, I have been involved with KBOO for 25 years, pretty much, and that's well more than half my life. And the reason I've been doing it is because KBOO is there to support so many different organizations, to support so many schools of thought, so many different political actions. I had been organizing in Portland for many years and had found that the one thing that all these groups I worked with had in common was that we would count on KBOO to help get the word out about the issues that we were working on, to get interviews hooked up so that people could get informed about critical things like Zapatista resistance in Mexico, like immigration issues, like workers' issues, labor issues, like the peace community issues, like queer issues and women's issues. All of these things that I was working on had this one central hub. And that hub was KBOO.
And how many commercial stations are doing those things for the community?
I got to say, none of the commercial stations invited us on.
How many commercial stations care about edifying the general public?
I never found that to be the case, actually. None.
I think they just want to sell you something, right?
I think that's their raison d'être, right? I mean, that's why they exist, is in fact to make sure you're going to be staying tuned for the next commercial, which is how they make their money. And here at KBOO, we exist for an entirely different reason.
We want you to be a good citizen, to know, to understand the forces that control our lives.
And you can do it by getting good information, by having really evocative discussions. And the KBOO is an important part of that. Right now, we need you to support this with some of your money to make sure that you are our participant in community radio, to make sure that, in fact, you are one of our grassroots community supporters. 877-500-5266. Pick up your phone now and give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Or go to our website, which is kboo.fm, and you can easily donate money there, too.
Absolutely true. And however you do it, website or the telephone, we ask that you do it now. There is no better time. We need to raise $125,000 by the end of Saturday. We can do that with your support.
It sounds like so much money, but no, it's not really a lot of money for a radio station. And we operate on a bare bones budget, and most of us are volunteers. And nothing's fancy here. Nothing's expensive. We do it all on the cheap, and we live very frugally. So that is money we desperately need.
We've raised more than $86,000 right now, and we have done that just one call at a time, one click at a time, one person stopping into 20 Southeast 8th at a time. We'd like to go ahead and add your name to those that support us, to our community of funders right now. Go ahead, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. For your $60 contribution, you can do that all at once on a credit card. And if you take that, take us up on that option, ask for those tickets to see KPFA on the Air and to hear this discussion in person at the Hollywood Theater. That's on November 3rd. We've got tickets for that benefit for KBOO, telling the story of community radio, the importance and why it started, that whole ethic of not leaving things to the hands of the experts, but for each community to take it upon themselves to reach out, to build community media resources, to involve community members, and to, in fact, share culture and information. That is the essence of community radio, and that is well worth your support. Once more, I'm going to ask you to pick up the phone, and with your credit card, go ahead and join us. Give us that donation of $60 and make sure that you get a pair of tickets to see KPFA on the air November 3rd. You've heard this program this afternoon. You know the story. You want to see the entire documentary and then be a part of that discussion happening afterwards with KBOO luminaries talking about our history and our part in community radio. Pick up the phone now and dial 877-500-5266.
This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland, no compromise in defense of the truth.
Good people, KBOO 90.7 FM Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival. Nine bands will play genres and rhythms all originating from Africa, including Afro Jazz, Calypso, Samba, Salsa, Reggae, and others. The event will feature the bands Jujuba, Love Nesuesa, Super Mokako, Roots Revolution, and others. The festival will be held on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the TAQ Center, 631 Northeast Grand Avenue, Portland, from 7 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Come dance for three nights straight at the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information can be found on the right-hand side of the KBOO.fm website under Community Events.
Human rights advocates from around the world have converged on Louisiana this week to honor Herman Wallace, Angola 3 member released just days before his death, October 4th. They're not only there to celebrate the victory of having his conviction overturned or to mourn his passing. They're in Louisiana to demand the state end its campaign of vengeance against remaining Angola 3 member Albert Woodfox. Tune in to a deeper look this Thursday morning, October 24th. My guest is released Angola 3 member Robert Hillary King. You'll have the opportunity to seize the moment and join the effort to free Albert Woodfox. That's this Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. on a membership drive edition of A Deeper Look.